Hey, this is Melanie Naumann and herzlich willkommen, welcome to the Stories and Songs podcast. The word character development or the phrase developing characters gets thrown around a lot, but what does it actually mean? And do we, as songwriters, really have to think about how we create our song's character? And if so, how can we show the audience a character in the lyrics that they can invest themselves in, that is so believable that the character itself has the power to carry the message of the song? If you ever thought that the task of character development is for writers of novels or screenplays only, this episode will surprise you. So let's dive in and find out more about the importance of your song's character. So the big question is this: how do singer-songwriters who want to keep writing their own lyrics and stay true to who they are without taking on an image the industry wants them to, and who believe their songs have a greater purpose, how do they write lyrics in a way to help them stand out from the crowd, yet still reach a larger audience and get skyrocketing sales? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Melanie Naumann, and welcome to the Stories and Songs podcast. Whether we're talking about standalone songs like I'm a Believer by the Monkees, Stand by Eminem, Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash, or concept albums like American Idiot or The Black Parade, the best stories and songs aren't just about exciting events. They're about the characters in those songs. As we know, we can outline our idea by taking it through Pat Pattison's development engine and applying the five commandments of storytelling to it. Something we talked about in episode 26 and 27 of the Stories and Songs podcast. I include the links in the show notes. And while we outline our idea and develop the verses by moving the idea through the three boxes to make them gain weight and meaning, we can certainly create exciting twists and turns this way. After all, the ending of the song isn't only the climax of the music, but also of the story moment being told in the lyrics narrative. Having a great developed narrative idea can help you write your lyrics, but good character development draws your listener in by giving them strong characters they can identify with. Just look at the song I'd Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf or Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. In both songs, you have a very sophisticated character who has matured as a person. Once they had their flaws, were insecure and had their doubts, but they have become so strong and so confident as a person because they know that the love they believe in makes them a better person. And here are some example lines from Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. The song's character says that he never opened himself that way, or open my mind for a different view, which shows that he has changed as a person. And he is so sure that what they have is right that no one can make him doubt. This attitude is represented by the lines, "Forever trusting who we are and nothing else matters." Or when he says, "Never cared for what they do, never cared for what they know." And the same is true for the character in Meatloaf's song, "I'd Do Anything for Love." He once was a person who some days prayed to the gods of sex and drums and rock and roll, but he has left those days behind him now. He doesn't want to lose her ever again. He'd do anything for love. This entire song is him trying to convince her of his love, and the only thing he wouldn't do is screw around ever again. Unfortunately, not every song has compelling characters. Sometimes they just feel flat and boring. Maybe you remember Christina Aguilera's song Ain't No Other Man, which we talked about in episode 11. In that song, the character refers to their past by saying, "Never thought I'd be alright till you came and changed my life." That line about not being alright is very unspecific. It falls flat since the rest of the song is only about meeting that guy, and we have no clue how her world really changed. We don't have much to go on about her, and that's why her character falls flat and one-dimensional. It just doesn't have the power to make us invest in anything that's going on or happening to her. So the question is, how do you develop compelling characters that your audience will love? In short, you need to develop well-thought-out characters. So before you start writing the lyrics for your next song, you need to ask yourself some important questions about your song's character. Now you may be thinking, ugh, Does that mean I have to know every single detail about my characters, down to their favorite color or childhood hobby? No, definitely not. I'm not talking about those character questionnaires that ask you for random facts like your character's favorite animal, food, or hobby. I'm talking about the deep and specific questions that reveal who your character really is. In other words, the kind of questions that actually help you develop, write, and revise your song's story moment. So what are these questions? How do we make sure our characters don't turn out boring? If you've listened to my previous episodes, then you've already heard about two important aspects of character development. First, you need to know your character's object of desire. That means, what do they want? And secondly, what do they need? I'll include the link to that episode in the show notes as well. So, when it comes to what do they want and what do they need, some writers have no trouble answering these questions, but for most of us, it's not always that easy. Can you identify with any of these statements? You know what your character wants, but you don't know why they want it. Or you know there's some kind of universal message you want to explore with your lyrics, but you don't know how to combine that idea with your song's character. Or you have a lyric draft ready, but your character feels flat or boring. Well, don't worry. In today's episode, I show you how to develop a compelling character from the inside out that will stick with your audience for years to come. But first, let's talk briefly about what character development means and why it's important. Exciting, right? So let's get started. So what does character development actually mean? In order for song lyrics to engage the audience, the songwriter or lyricist needs to pay special attention to character development. Even if you're writing an action-packed song where the characters are robots, it's the human element that resonates with the listeners. I don't know if you're ever going to write an action-packed song with robots, but just let me use this as an example, okay? It's always the human element. After all, listeners don't always rave about the story itself, but also because of the characters they fall in love with. For my part, I love the rebellious character on Green Day's album American Idiot. I also love the character in Eminem's song Lose Yourself. And I like the character of the Monkees song I'm a Believer. Yeah, there are so many characters I really like. And suppose your listeners love your characters too, or they feel their pain, sorrow, or joy because those characters speak for them, because they can express how the listeners feel themselves. In that case, the listeners are willing to follow those characters throughout the song, throughout the narrative that you tell in your song. And to keep your audience interested, you need to know that they want to learn how your character responds to challenges, both internal and external, and what makes them change as a person, and how they change. In the greatest standards, the character develops skills and strengths that turn them into a guide for the listeners, because the listeners are able to take a prescriptive message away from the song. And that only happens through the character's actions when they realize they have to change as a person and look beyond a black and white worldview. So resist the temptation to make your song's character's life easy. Only the toughest challenges transform a person. Maybe you remember the song Hero of War by Rise Against that we studied in episode 27. In that song, the character thought by becoming a soldier, he could go and see the world and get paid for it. Oh, what a nice trip, huh? And at the end of the song, he's disillusioned and he only trusts the flag of peace now. His experiences by being a soldier in action have changed him irrevocably. So, what is character development exactly, now that we've already talked about it a little? Let me just give you a definition. So, character development refers to two slightly different but similar things. For one, the character development is building a three-dimensional character with a fully fleshed-out backstory, a unique personality, and a specific set of goals and motivations. But character development also refers to the personality development a character undergoes through their experiences over the course of the story or the narrative. And this is commonly known as your character's development arc. You can also call this evolving characters instead of developing characters. And in this episode, we'll focus on the latter. We want to create a three-dimensional character, and that means we will concentrate on their arc. But first, let's understand why character development or evolving characters is so important to the success of your song. Let's start with this. Characters are the heart of a story or a narrative, no matter what kind of. In narrative songwriting or any other lyric writing where you want to show a character's situation and how that changes him or her, or how the character changes the situation, you have a character interacting with events. They have to respond to what's happening to them. So a character and their narrative, or what we call in writing terms the plot, are inseparable because a person is what they experience. And without a clear sense of who a character is, what they value, and what they are afraid of, the audience will not be able to discern the meaning of events, and your song will not have an impact on them. Like real people, let's think about this, like real people, fictional characters have quirks and dreams, backstories, worries, and obsessions. These traits determine how a character reacts to the things that happen to them and how they feel about them. And it's essential to your song's narrative that you understand the most important aspects of your character so that you have a sense of how they may react under the pressure of the main event they encounter in your lyrics. And there's always one event, one main problem they're struggling with. Okay? And a well-crafted character should also be as complex as a real person. However, this doesn't mean that in order to write the lyrics for one song, you need to create their full backstory. Just make sure you can imagine them to be like a real person. And that's the key to character development. Make your characters feel like they are people you know, who just live far, far away. Or maybe it's you, but that's your personal decision. Just get into the habit of thinking of them, of your characters as real, and you will almost always have a well-developed character. So the question is, how does character development actually affect your lyrics? Well, the goal of your main character determines the focus of your narrative. So it doesn't matter if the stakes of your story are big or small, as long as they are of great importance to your character in your song. That is, your character doesn't have to save the world. Maybe they are trying to save their friend from making a big mistake, or they are fighting to keep their company from being swallowed up by another company. Maybe they want to confess their love, even though their love interest is about to marry someone else. We all know those kind of stories. And we have them in songs as well. But it's your job as a songwriter, lyricist, to figure out what's important to your character. Ideally, it's something your listeners can relate to. And then you ask yourself, what would it look like if your character doesn't accomplish their goal? What would their failure look like? What's at stake? What can they lose? And if you want to learn more about that interplay of all those crucial elements of narrative songwriting, make sure to listen to episode 21 of the Stories and Songs podcast. Today, though, we want to focus on developing your song's character's development arc. We are talking about evolving characters. And we need those crucial elements of narrative songwriting to do just that. So, as you know, characters are the core of any story, novel, movie, play, or song, or even an ad, because they drive the narrative along and let the audience participate in what happens. So it's important to not just take them for granted. When we write a song, it's not just about having an idea and seeing where it can take you. If you want to wield the power of storytelling to level up your lyrics and truly give your audience a meaningful message that lasts over decades, we need to think of the quality of the song's main character. And the quality has to do with what kind of character someone is. This doesn't refer to their temperament, such as being nice or mean, but rather their nature within the story. To write an exciting narrative for your lyrics, you need to distinguish between two types of characters. There are dynamic characters and static characters. And if you can do that, you'll succeed in breathing life into your lyrics. Because let's face it, why do we love stories? Because we love to be taken away to precious memories, to beautiful dreams, or we look for guidance when we face a similar challenge in our lives. And sometimes, we just want to break free and experience something we never dared to feel before. And songs have the power to pick us up and take us somewhere else. even if it's just for a couple of minutes, but they are so precious. You may have heard the common assumption that characters must fundamentally change and develop as people over the course of a story. In other words, be dynamic, to be considered well-crafted. But the truth is that there are a lot of great characters who emerge from a long mental journey without having changed much. These are static characters, and they are a perfectly valid part of your character development repertoire. But before we talk about static characters in one of the next episodes, let's start with dynamic characters in this one, because after all, we want to talk about evolving characters. So what is a dynamic or evolving character? A dynamic character changes throughout the course of the song's story, of the song's narrative. We've already talked about that. They often evolve to become a morally better person, or they mature and grow up to see beyond their naive black and white worldview. For example, the character in the Monkees song I'm a Believer changes from someone who doubts the existence of true love to someone who believes in it. Or just look at the character from Nothing Else Matters and I'd Do Anything for Love. We've talked about them at the beginning of this episode, and they have changed for the better as well. They have matured. But sometimes characters can also fall and change from a good person to a bad person, or from someone with a blind or justified belief to being disillusioned, like the character in Hero of War by Rise Against. And that means that a dynamic character undergoes a significant internal change over the course of the song's time span, either in their personal attitudes, their beliefs, or in their behavior towards others. And this change occurs primarily through the main problem they're facing in the song, which ideally is introduced to the audience right at the beginning of the song. In other words, a dynamic character is someone who learns a lesson and or changes as a person for better or worse depending on what happens to them, how it shatters their worldview, how they respond when everything goes south, and how they are able to put the pieces back together. Now you might say that this thought of developing a character arc might work in a novel, but how can this apply to writing lyrics? Well, like any story or narrative, a song has a beginning, a middle, and an end, so there's plenty of opportunity to develop your verses and your character within the given constraints of the lyrics as well. And within 100 or 200 words, it is possible. There are so many songs that have already done that. Again, the Monkees song I'm a Believer has altogether around 220 words. And with even fewer words of only the two verses and the chorus, we have a great developed character arc. So it is possible. But of course, since we are talking about lyrics, we can't think in dimensions of movies or books when we want to show how a person changes for better or worse. Not over such a long time span. We can't do that in a song. So to actually show your character's arc in your song of who they once were and who they have become or are becoming, you need to refer back to the crucial components of narrative songwriting. And here's a reminder of what they are. First, you need a main character who wants something and he has to overcome obstacles because there's something important at stake for them. And they'll have to make a sacrifice to get what they want. And the story, or the narrative, must end in a different way than how it started. And in the best case scenario, even the character changed from the beginning to the ending. It's the evolving character, or the dynamic character. And through that external and or internal change, which refers to the character's situation and their internal values, the story delivers a meaningful message that helps the audience to survive, thrive, or derive meaning for their own lives. And to apply those components to your lyric outline, you need to know what's the one problem, challenge, or obstacle your character is facing, and how does this one problem, obstacle, or challenge change that person in their process of trying to deal with that one problem, challenge, or obstacle. So, really, it's all about this. Only focus on one thing they are dealing with, and then focus on how that one thing changes them. For example, in I'm a Believer, the song's character's one problem, challenge, or obstacle was that he doubted the existence of true love, and he turned into a believer by having seen her face. So that was his turning point, okay? He has changed through that. Or look at the song I'd Do Anything for Love by Meat Loaf. Here's a lot more going on in those lyrics, but everything that is mentioned revolves around the things he would do for love and what he wouldn't do. It all serves his essential want. He is trying to convince her that he has changed as a person and he would do anything only for her love. And he certainly won't screw around anymore. Or look at the character in Justin Bieber's popular song Love Yourself. The song's main character is admitting his own mistake that he had been wrong all along to have ever been with that particular girl who still lights up his phone and uses his name to get into clubs. Since she keeps bothering him, she becomes the problem he has to overcome. And in that song, we can clearly see how the character changed from someone who was so caught up in his job to realizing the darker truth about someone. Specifically, the darker truth about that girl, about a girl that he was dating. He also refers to all the signs that he should have recognized, like his mama not liking her, or this girl is hating his friends, or how she tells him that his opinion is wrong. All those things led to the big revelation that she should go and love herself. You know what I mean. I really love the wordplay in that song. But again, one problem and one particular way the character changed in relation to that one problem. Another example is the song I'd Come For You by Nickelback. That song is about someone who pushed his loved one away, only to realize that this was a huge mistake. And although he already made it up to her, he wants to give her something more, something she can truly believe in. So he promises her that no matter what happens, no matter if she finds herself lost and alone, the song's character will come for her. To see the shift of the song's character, the first verse is about the huge mistake the character made. He sings, "I can't believe I said I'd lay our love on the ground." And in the second verse, he explains the reason why he committed that mistake. He says, "I was blindfolded, but now I'm seeing. My mind was closing, now I'm believing." And in the bridge, the song's character emphasizes his willingness to fight for her no matter what. So the song's main character has come a long way from who he was and the mistakes he made, or that one mistake he made, to making them up and strengthening their love by promising her that from now on, he will always be there for her. Even if you look at a concept album like The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance, the album's main character has to deal with one problem. On the surface, it's his terminal illness and that he's about to die. Below the surface, it's about dealing with everything he's done so far. And beyond the surface, it's all about understanding how he can still give his life meaning so that he won't be forgotten. But again, the core theme of life and death and morality is so strong in each of those songs. But the one main problem is his upcoming death, and that's at the heart of it all. As a rule of thumb, if you want your audience to take away a positive message, then you should focus on showing a change from bad to good in your song's character. Show how they have overcome false beliefs, bad attitudes or behavior, or how evolved from selfishness to caring about others they have changed. Show their newly gained confidence and their strong belief, and let them refer to the time when everything was different and they were this whole other person. It's your choice how much you focus on each of those stages. Just make sure we get a clear picture of who a character once was and who they have become. And no matter how great your comparison is, make sure to include the turning point. That means the moment that threw your song's character into a crisis where they actively had to make the choice to change. Only if we know what incident led to the character's change, they become more believable and more three-dimensional to us. And if you want to give your audience a warning, the character changes from good to bad or from bad to worse, either in their status, their morality, or their worldview. And if you want to find out more about those three internal story content genres, status, morality, and worldview, and what they mean, make sure to check out episode 30 of the Stories and Songs podcast, where we talk about the three ways to develop your song's character by looking at those internal content genres. Now, I hope you like the examples we've discussed already and that they inspire you when developing the character for your next song. But if you need more ideas on creating dynamic characters, let's talk about it right now. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, dynamic characters, evolving characters are a great tool for a good story or a good lyric narrative. That's because they are interesting. We want to know how the one challenge, obstacle, or the one problem they are dealing with influences and shapes our song's main character. And if you have written novels as well, I'd just like to point out something you should pay attention to. When you write a long-form story like a screenplay or a novel or even a concept album, your story's main character should always be dynamic and evolving. However, you don't have to make the changes super obvious for your audience to recognize them straight away. Over the course of your narrative journey, these changes should happen in a subtle way and naturally. But when it comes to writing the lyrics for one particular song, you just don't have the time or space or even the patience of your audience to only show a teeny tiny change of the character thought, character, or fortune. So in lyrics, we need to be able to recognize the character's change clearly, and we should also know the reason for it related to the one problem, challenge, or obstacle they are or were facing. If you don't show a clear progression of the song's character, your audience might miss it. If you don't know how obvious you should go about it, look back at the song examples we've just mentioned in this episode and look for what problem the character faced, how much the character changed, how clearly the change is communicated, where in the lyrics the change is shown, and what the reason for that change was. And you find the full list of the songs mentioned in the show notes of this episode. But before we end today's episode, let's talk about some more ways to write evolving characters, just so you have a little arsenal of tools of how you can pull this off. So the first tool or the first help that I can give you is find one specific character trait that you want to show how it changes. Is the character rude or friendly, shy or cocky, enthusiastic or bored, innocent or experienced? Even better, highlight your character's weakness and think about how they have overcome their greatest flaw over the course of the lyrics. Or secondly, you can also blame your character for their predicament. Because yes, it's okay for the character to blame themselves for their dilemma. Sure, it's easier to write a character who, through no fault of their own, becomes the victim of cruel circumstances beyond their control. Poor little thing. But it's more exciting and interesting when the characters themselves are to blame, or at least complicit in the conflicts they have to deal with. Only through this unpleasant self-involvement are they able to learn the lesson from their actions. And those who learn things are able to evolve. And the people who only blame others will never see their own mistakes in it. Okay, they are not able to evolve. And lastly, here's a tip if you have a character in your lyrics who's stubborn or bullheaded and just refuses to change. Then you need to push them even harder. You need to force them to change. That means you have to ramp up the one conflict, challenge, or problem and include progressive complications that clearly and dramatically escalate to a turning point so that the character cannot bend any further. Rather, they break at their breaking point so that they can reassemble the shards of who they are. In StoryGrid, we talk about the glasses through which your character sees their world, and they have to be shattered. Only then can the character see their world more clearly and better adapt to their circumstances and change. So, now that you know that having a character that changes or evolves makes a dynamic character in your lyrics. They can either change for the better, like in I'd Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf or Love Yourself by Justin Bieber, or their worldview is shattered to such an extent that they are left completely disillusioned, like in Hero of War by Rage Against. And to apply what we've learned in this episode, in particular, I want you to think about who was your character once and how they have changed. What crossroad moment forced them to change or made them change their worldview? And how is your character responsible for the dilemma they are facing or were facing? And how is their change related to the one problem, challenge, or obstacle they had to deal with? Thanks so much for listening to the Stories and Songs podcast. If you want to support me, please leave a rating or review to help me spread the concept of the power of storytelling and songwriting. Join me next time when I tell you all about the concert of My Chemical Romance that I've been to in Prague and what that taught me about how you can crush it as a support act, the do's and don'ts. Until then, bis bald und auf Wiedersehen!